Okay. I just did some thinking on the blackboard. Does that help at all?
Yeah.
You cut out quality altogether?
No, it's in here.
Oh, okay.
Is that covering what we've been saying, leading up to the 410 items of stumbling blocks, and 36 items of quality, and 32 marks of character?
Okay, so.
I like the way it emphasizes recovery and also how it has a kind of a positive approach to difficulty instead of a,
She's drawing.
It kind of has it.
So I think this, I was just getting the feeling that this is what we're really saying, that we're going through all these millions of topics.
Yeah.
Do you feel better about that?
I feel a whole lot better about that. I do that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Will you state your motion?
I move to accept the allegation on that bike.
Okay, pro. Discussion, pro.
I think that's pretty much the same all along.
Consensus.
Con. Since there is no con, is anyone opposed to?
Vote for vote.
Okay. All those in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. I'd like to direct our secretary not to delete any of the previous information.
Yeah, it's all in
here.
Okay.
Well, he's talking about the kind of Are you talking about all that stuff's got to be typed in minutes?
No, but I don't know.
Well, think about it.
I don't think we should throw
it
away.
I think it should.
Okay, I'll put it in the minutes, but when I sit down and type the outline,
this is the summary.
I think it should.
That's how it should. That's
how
it should. But the rest of it would be in minutes.
Yeah. That'd be fine.
Okay, is there anything else about this chapter? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Speak now or forever hold your peace until after
we
lunch.
We live in the problem and the solution, not the problem.
Speak now or forever hold your peace until after lunch.
Significant others. Must have gotten so
far. Ed, what'd you get tonight?
We have them elsewhere. We meet.
Hello.
We're going to have lunch. Yeah.
Told her I'd take her over some stuff that was appropriate.
What's that say?
don't know. Similarities? I don't know how to spell it.
New recover. Oh.
Similarities, that's it.
Drops right back out.
Well, I think we ought to delete that historical stuff and personal stuff.
Well, let's read it over and see what's happening.
Okay. Also, do you think the contributor would be upset or concerned? I'd rather delete it than create any kind of...
Well, let's see what we'll come up with.
Individual pattern. The alternatives, jails, institutions, or death. We'll find a new way to live.
Pops out, tell me, and I'll put it on the board, and then we'll see what we got.
I think Bruce is a little more experienced, and they know a little better what we're looking for.
What are we going to talk about? The empathy of identifying.
Under identification. Similarities and differences in identification.
Ongoing recovery. Put atmosphere?
Huh?
Atmosphere recovery again? Well, it's not the. This kind of thing that pops up in the day.
But that still goes.
I'd assume this phrasing. We recognize spiritual values long lost beneath to us.
To how about complete creative freedom?
Freedom is a key word. That's the promise as far as I'm concerned.
What do you think? Where would that go? Spiritual values.
Is that right?
Greg, how about real productive citizen? I think there's a lot of confusion about
what that means, you know, that we go in outlaws and we come out clockwork oranges. How about attitude? Attitude.
We don't believe in hiding.
So would attitude and all that be a category of results for that promise?
Probably. That's where we're going to play. We're going to be doing some erasing and rearranging.
There are ways that should be said about that we don't hide anymore. Hiding
visibility?
Yeah. A little more visible.
Carries a lot of meaning.
spiritual help? Or is that over there? Instead of implying help, let's say help, talk about help. In other words, for us, freedom is help. That's where our freedom comes from, is help. And we're healed in the process. You know, you stop swallowing and injecting that which is in you, then physically we get help.
Greg, what that conversation with Owen I had about Friday, what the health, we didn't rely anything to the extent of physical well-being.
Excuse me? Emotional health? Spiritual health?
Or just healthiness?
Yeah, all that. Coverage.
The word health seems to tie together to be a lot of different.
Maturity. Physical, mental, and spiritual maturity. Physical, mental, and spiritual health. Physical, mental, and spiritual recovery.
That covers a lot of what we've got down here.
Yeah.
But a lot of times in the learning process, Donnie, you consider the problems and then the possible solutions and elements, and then simplify and get simple again so you remember to combine what you've learned into as few words as possible. It helps you, seems to be like a real significant underused or unused word. It's just not
particularly healthy.
Now maybe it's because it's commentative. Maybe people wouldn't go for it because they don't like it. And it just, mental health and all that stuff. But as far as just bare definition and everything, it's very. You know what a disease is, maybe? It's a morbid insult to the organism, or something like that. I mean, the dictionary, it's a weird, unkempt, morbid insult to the organism.
Morbid insult to a lot of people. All I know is that was a morbid insult to a lot of people when I was being loaded.
Yeah. We were morbidly insulted until we became a morbid insult.
And I still get the hell out of it.
Okay. We get the Wolf Creek Band. Line of process.
Choice.
You know, while he's writing that up, it might be interesting to somebody. Having studied the history of alcoholic and origins of Alcoholics Anonymous, and a lot of things, you know, that emerged that they talked about in those studies. So, whether it was 2 years old when we started the book, and 4 years old when we done the business. But at that point, see, we're getting to do something they couldn't do. We're talking about a 27-year-old track record, and all that which has been learned since 1940. Whereas in their origins, they were...
They had to create a base, and we have a base already created, the 12 steps.
In a sense.
We're just enlightening in on our our concepts.
And yet we have also created freedom, but we can, the bottom line is a viable program which is already in motion and working. It has been. And instead of having to theorize, or say, well, I found this thing and it sheds. It really seems like it helps recover from addiction. And try to work it in and try it out. We can just take refuge in that which works. And somebody
well,
else.
Well, I found this article in the newspaper, this prayer in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Grant me the, God grant me the serenity.
But one guy that at least helped me a lot in the beginning was about the book was saying, as long as we tell the truth about our recovery or our recovery process in general, you know, something that most members agree with, but especially something that actually happened to us, happened while we were there, then nobody in the world can contest it. And he also emphasized that we not drift off into conceptualizing or bringing up stuff, you know, or making sweeping statements that sound good. But just really tell the truth, kind of almost journalistic is what he was saying. I mean, ours would probably be more spiritual than that, but that's just God guidance. But even so, you know, feet on the ground, it's not practical, it's not spiritual type stuff.
It's kind of interesting. You read 12 of 12 and you get a lot of history out of that behind the 12 traditions.
And
they use some very good examples in there of why that tradition came.
Well, I read a lot into that all this. I found that Bill Wilson and some guy in the church.
I'm glad they did.
They discovered the chemical dieting plan.
I'm glad they didn't take the first draft of the 12 steps. Something like 6, 7.
Did you read what happened when he introduced the 12 steps that he'd written the night before? He said, that's fine, Bill, sit down. So you have to believe that.
No, I was thinking about that.
People want to take a look at the government.
God, I miss these. I don't do it.
Supports the board of Stephen Wood.
It was interesting for a long time.
Yeah.
Why do you put harmlessness under the name? Because you have to say about
gratitude.
The dilemma they're talking about in We Do Recover is the dilemma between going on to bitter ends or trying to find a new way. And it becomes a dilemma for a person who seeks an alternative but doesn't know one exists. And in the beginning, it remains a dilemma because they seek an alternative but they're not sure that NIA or anything else can possibly work for them. In fact, to really get here, they almost have to be in that dilemma. Between, they have two choices at the end, either keep going to the bitter ends or find a new way to live.
Huh?
Providence.
That's very good. You don't know where it goes, though.
What was it?
Divine interference.
That's God taking care of us before we take care of ourselves.
And after.
And after. That's a whole good line right there.
Yeah.
What does Greg
for under identification of similarities and differences. Is that
spiritual recovery, maybe? Spiritual health?
Excuse me.
Similarities and differences, is that of addictions? What does that stand for?
Well, the opening line of this is politics means fellows. Our experiences are different. Our underlying similarities overcome
okay.
these differences.
The difference between similarities and our addictions, right?
In us as addicts.
Oh, okay.
And it's the similarities that keep us together. That divine providence is I don't know quite where it should go, though.
He's got
it. You know where it goes?
Yeah.
It goes right after addictions drop into the
okay, it goes in here.
It goes right after the shit.
Right after the
mouth. Yeah.
The same position I was.
What are you
going
to bring up?
I can make those tails.
God. Sunflower.
Historical parts, to me, is spiritual awakenings or
There's a whole bunch of testimony in here.
Testimonies, whatever you want to call it.
We do recover so touching.
Only one paragraph.
This is the testimony. Some of those stories with our history, testimonies that are made with
our story. Our histories are.
What I'm saying is basically. But we're seeing the common ground. We've already pointed to a dilemma. We live through it and resolve the dilemma. We find freedom, we find recovery. There are some original purposes. I don't know if this belongs to you. It talks about the ongoing recovery.
Yeah. Part of this, we do recover a common mind, is not the part of the constructive power greater than ourselves, being in grip with constructive power greater than ourselves, it is the identification of someone.
Yeah, similarity.
What's that?
I think we're done.
What about this historical purpose?
I think we could just go with that under the. Okay, this is my own personal view. So it's spiritual, not religious, to be one by itself and historical.
Sure.
I think it's another one of those items that just cropped up there because he didn't know everywhere else to put it. Part of the first story.
Let's read that part, please. Can I have to pull up that?
Yeah.
tell you, if anything went in under historical purposes, I'd like to see it these brothers, something like, you know, addicts having died for years, you know, grew to numbers to where they eventually started thinking, is there something that's possible?
I'll tell you
that.
There's one thing that's historical.
Yeah.
Can I try something here?
Yeah.
Ready? On favor?
Aye.
Opposed?